gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. Tonight we're joined by Dr. Ted Bohrer of healthmasters.com, and we're going to get right back into what we're talking about with Ted. We were talking about in the first segment with Colonel Sangari about what the latest developments in Syria, and then we Ted joined us in the segment number two, and we were continuing to talk about it. And Ted, I agree with a lot of what you said about the Syrian gas attack. I think there's a lot of questions that need to be asked. It seemed to be an opportune time for these globalists, for the interventionalists to come in. And there's a lot of questions that are not being answered, and a lot of rush to judgment without evidence.
Yeah, you know,
it seems very suspect.
So, and Ted, I think all we have to do is put the evidence out there, the facts out there. And it's interesting how the corporate media puts the facts with the spin. If we just put the facts out there, and I believe people are waking up. The last bastion of truth, I believe, of course, is the independent media. We use, thankfully, Global Star Radio Network to get the truth out there, BTR, YouTube, but they're coming after those. So, you know, and I would really disincentivize anyone from listening or believing without doing their own research what CNN, MSNBC, or even what Fox says. Do your own research. Come to your own conclusions. And Ted brings a lot of facts to the table. Before we get back to Ted, I want to mention WholeTonesLive.com. You know, in these times of strife, one thing I like to do, I like to quiet my racing mind with music, and this music frequency works. I got to tell you, Dr. Ted Bohrer had talked about frequencies, and healthmasters.com, our guest tonight with Dr. Ted Bohrer, he's got so many wonderful products, nutritional supplements, but one thing that I like to supplement in my life is music that is effective. Music is one of life's greatest pleasures. It's got tremendous power, the power to bring a tear to the eye or quiet the racing mind. It's also got the power to heal, and it's been used for the ages to treat things like depression, to create energy, induce sleep, relieve chronic pain, reduce stress, and even cure diseases. Now, musician and author Michael Terrell, he was on our program not too long ago. He's created Whole Tones, the healing frequency music projects. These frequencies were studied in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. Now you can benefit, folks, from this revitalized ancient healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the comfort of your own home, in your own car, in your own office, like we do, in the studio like we do. You know, we're already into April. It's time. It's time, if you haven't done so already this year, reward yourself with the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music so you can begin benefiting right away. Folks, support this show. Go to WholeTonesLive.com. Get a free sample of these soothing, relaxing, revitalizing musical tones. Go to WholeTonesLive.com today. I'm going to spell that. WholeTones, WholeTonesLive.com. That's WholeTonesLive.com for your free sample, and special for the Hagmann and the Hagmann listeners. Again, our guest is Dr. Ted Bohrer, HealthMasters.com. What a great combo, by the way. His nutritional supplements and the power of music. I believe it's a great match. Dr. Ted, back to you, sir.
No, thanks. By the way, the coupon code tonight is Doug10. 10% off select products, including the products if you get them on three-pack specials. Our number one selling product of all time. In fact, it's our number one product, the HGH Stimulate. This product is phenomenal. It helps to stabilize blood pressure. It also helps to increase human growth hormone when you use it, especially when you work out from your pituitary gland. And it's kind of like a natural Viagra in men, which is probably why we have such a huge response on it. And I take two scoops of it every single day. It's amazing what it does and how it works. We've had it for a long time, and it still remains to this day. It has like a 97% reorder on it because of the ability of what it does. We also have the Cortisol Buster on part of that Doug 10 coupon. You can order all these independently if you'd like. This has three adaptogenic herbs. We talked about it a few months ago, and it helps to calm you down, helps get the anxiety down. I took it again today. I use it all the time, especially with what's going on over the Middle East right now. Because we got to remember, it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. But guys, it's a lot easier sometimes to keep the cortisol down and keep ourselves relaxed and allow the spirit to work through us. When you get so uptight about stuff, it's very difficult to do it. And then one more product we have is the Muscle Blast. That we had some pictures taken a few weeks ago. I'm going to have to get a copy of one of them to show it to you. Sharon has a picture. She just joked it up, and she does a little bicep shot like that, my wife. And she has absolutely no loose skin or flab on her upper arms in the back. I have to show you the picture. It's pretty impressive, actually. I'll try to get a picture for the next... Well, I can't get it all to you tonight. I'll show you the next time I'm in. And she's going to talk about this in a few minutes. In fact, Sharon will be on with you guys in about 25 minutes. I want to go ahead and cover the segment. But it's a Doug... So the coupon is Doug 10, D-O-U-G 10. And those products are 10% off, you know, for, I think for the next...
The cortisol buster, Ted, just to be clear, because I've taken that, and it's mm-hmm. almost like... it would be taking something like a sedative almost. It calms you, and this is the effect it has on me. If, for example, if think of yourself like you maybe drank one too many cups of coffee. Well, you take by taking Cortisol Buster, it takes the edge off, so to speak, but it does nothing except enhance your mental acuity.
That's right. It does. Makes you extremely focused and sharp and right. relaxed. It's pretty amazing what it does. I would have loved to have had that particular product back in college when I was taking all those crazy exams in graduate school and undergraduate and all that chemistry and classes I took, especially in that biochemical genetics class that I spent 400 hours in the laboratory in one semester. I would love to have had that product just to help me get through all of that. So for students, for folks that are going through stress financially or going through stress with their marriages or stress with their kids or whatever it is, it really helps a lot. But let me go back to what we were talking about earlier. What happens is we have given our authority to our politicians, who now we know Robert David Seale has said it, and I already knew this, and you did too, Doug. Probably over 50-60% of the politicians have been compromised either through pedophilia, through drugs, through alcohol, or through prostitution. And we know that Epstein had a big hotel up there and up in New York City, and a lot of them in the D.C., New York, and they were actually filming a lot of these people, these politicians coming in, doing their illicit deeds, and now they're using those particular things to blackmail these politicians. So we've given our authority to the politicians that are basically compromised. The Rothschild banking cartel has, because of what they've done with all of this funding of everything, has been involved in all of this stuff. You kind of dig under every rock, you find these guys. And then what's happened is you take that, and we've given that to, they've given, our Congress has given it to the military. Trump has kind of given the Pentagon more powers act now to kind of do as move as they want, which I think is absolutely nuts. That should never have been given to them. In addition to that, the military has turned it over to a satanic organization, the CIA. We know that. They've turned it over to the black magicians and the wizards and the satanic people that do all the crazy stuff. And they're trying to tie us into a D-Wave computer. And I'm not talking about, you know, pulling a rabbit hat out of the hat. That's not the kind of wizards I'm talking about. I'm talking about the real wizards. It's kind of like if you look in the book of Genesis and you read when Moses sat there and he took his staff and he threw it down. And the Pharaoh's men did the same thing. They threw their staffs down and they turned into snakes also, if you remember that. What Christians try to talk about on this is that Moses' staff ate the other magician's staffs, which it did. But the point is, they still turned a piece of wood into a snake. That's the kind of wizard stuff that I'm talking about, the druidic stuff, the stuff that was taught to these people by the fallen angels that was carried down through the lineage and taught to the children of Israel while they were in Egypt. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. And a lot of the same group, the same sect, continue to worship Lucifer. They're not really following God or Yahweh or at that point, or they're for worshiping the fallen angels, which is where the Kabbalah stuff has come from way in the past. I mean, if you think about it, in the book of John, when these guys were trying to crucify Jesus, they said they were the children of Abraham. He says, no, you're not. You're the children of Lucifer. And he goes on to say that in the book of Revelation, you're the synagogue of Satan. And so, guys, these are masquerade. They're masquerading as something that they're not. And that's what we have to always understand. And we always, and I tell people this, and I've said it on your show 100 times, this isn't a Jewish thing. This isn't a Christian thing. This isn't a Muslim thing or an Indian thing or any kind of thing as far as these groups that are doing this. It's a satanic thing. It's a group of people that are all involved in this satanic conspiracy, if you want to call it, this new world order that's going to try to bring in a kingdom of Lucifer. That's what this whole thing's about. And when they start to do all these crazy things like send in missiles or do this or do that, they're trying to distract from the fact of who and what these people are and what they do. The more they can get you talking about what happened in Syria, the less you're going to talk about Pedogate unless you're going to talk about the pedophile problem we've got in Washington, D.C., unless you're going to talk about the soul cooking that happened with Podesta right before the emails were released, right before the election. Nobody wants to talk about all this stuff because now we have something new in the news, because that's what is called news. It's new. That's what we have to understand, is that they're going to constantly obfuscate the news. They're going to use that. Remember that Sabbatean Kabbalist, you know, Freud and his cousin Bernays. We talked about it in detail. Both of these guys were Luciferian worshippers. That's why Freud was so obsessed with anal gratification. Bunch of sickos. And the problem is, these guys are the ones that are advertising, doing the TV, doing the flicker rate, and programming you. And this is what's going on all the time with the iPhones, what's going on with the TV sets, what's going on with the video games. All of this stuff is designed to put you into a theta or an alpha brainwave state to make you suggestible, so you can, they can tell you what to do and what to believe. That's what the mainstream media does all of the time. That's why I very rarely ever watch TV, and I very rarely ever watch the news, because it's all a bunch of lies, and they're trying to do it with the tones they use, the colors they use, the cadence they use, the flicker rates they use. All of it is to make you believe this sorcery, this veil they put around the eyes of the unbeliever, the Bible calls it, so they will not see the truth and be set free. That's the whole thing they're trying to do, and they don't want to break the veil or break this sorcery. Remember, guys, Syria is allies with Russia. Russia does not want a gas pipeline going through Turkey going to cut into their fuel revenue, because all of the gas going through Syria, if it comes out of Qatar, will be bought in petrodollars. Always remember this. It's all about the money with these Sabbatean cabals, because they own the Federal Reserve Bank. And that's these guys that are running this entire show over there in the Middle East. And they don't want Syria to stop this pipeline. They don't want Trump to stop the pipeline. They want Assad to be overthrown. Now the Trump regime is saying that they're going to go ahead and get rid of Assad, which to me is insane. See what happened with Iraq. We got rid of him. What happened with Gaddafi? Every time we take one of these leaders out, we have all kinds of instability. I remember years ago I was talking to Colin Powell. And I was asking him about the, and what happened, because, and I'm not joking, okay, this is not a joke. I really do know Colin Powell, and I knew the late General Schwarzkopf, may he rest in peace. I've done many seminars with him. And I asked him, I said, you know, Mr. Powell and General Powell, why in the world did we not take out, you know, Saddam Hussein in Iraq? Because, Ted, it would have created much instability in the Middle East. We didn't want to do that because we didn't want to destroy what we couldn't fix. And so we didn't want to leave a bigger power vacuum there than we already had before in all these other countries that we had gone into. So we didn't want to mess with it. I asked Schwarzkopf. Schwarzkopf said the same thing, that they basically were told they couldn't do this. They couldn't go after Saddam because George Sr. told them not to, because they want the power struggle over in the Middle East. Later, Schwarzkopf said that he'd made a mistake and he wishes he had taken out Saddam Hussein. But we all know that Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with 9/11. So these are the guys that were involved in all of this stuff, and I knew them personally back in the 90s, from about 93 to 99. I spent a lot of time with these guys. And the sad part about it is that, you know, sooner or later, if you get into Congress long enough, it seems like everybody gets compromised up there, Doug. I mean, look what they did to Colin Powell about his uranium cubes and all the other things they did to get the weapons of mass destruction to justify the war against Iraq. By the way, Bannon refers to Jared Kushner as a globalist. According to the Daily Beast, the war brewing between Trump's lifelong Democrat son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and Steve Bannon has reached a fever pitch. and of course, now we know that Bannon's gone. You know, Kushner won. Bannon is gone. He's out. Here's another one. Report: Bannon threatened to resign over clashes with McMaster, Kushner, and Ivanka. I mean, why in the world is the son-in-law, who's a Shabbat member — you guys can look that up, Henry McCabe wrote a very good article on who and what Shabbat is and how they've been tied to organized crime, gun running, money laundering, et cetera, and they work with the Mossad all the time — why is this guy who's part of the Shabbat involved in our White House? Paul Craig Roberts says that nuclear war is much more likely now, in a dangerous world, that Putin will never trust America. That's an interesting article by Tyler Durden. And it's in the, Durden said something interesting in this, Doug. He says, don't be fooled by appearances. President Trump is only at war with the deep state on one level. On another, the deep state is already running everything when it comes to foreign policy, economics, politics, and the mainstream narrative, the media. This is meant to set the sink and the headlines, the clocks and the consumer habits around the world. They are firmly in control. And he goes on to say, after a dubious chemical attack in Syria to stir the pot, the white helmets did not even use gloves when picking up and touching the already contaminated children with fluorine. It is clear that war could erupt overnight with any number of Middle Eastern enemies or with North Korea, Russia, or just about anyone else. And, you know, Jerry Salenti has said repeatedly that when all else fails, they take you to war. And here's another article. This is interesting. This is from Christina Wong from Breitbart. She goes, Trump authorized the bombing of Syria airbase. The neocons are firmly back in control, which I agree with that. And I'm probably going to say one more thing. They probably never were out of control. Let me share some things that Trump said in his speech last night. He says, using a deadly nerve agent, Assad choked out the lives of helpless men, women, and children. This is Trump's speech. He doesn't know Assad did this. This is crazy. This is amazing. A slow and brutal death for, and he doesn't even know if it was sarin gas. Slow and brutal death for so many beautiful babies, cruelly murdered. This very barbaric act. No child of God should suffer such horror. Then Trump goes on to say, there can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons, violated its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention, and ignored the urging of the UN treaty. Remember Judge DiPaolo said a few weeks ago when Fox kicked him off for like the fourth time, now he's back on again, that the CIA is monitoring what information that Trump gets, and they can give him what they want and make him believe what they want by giving him false intel, which we saw that already with Iraq. Then he goes on to say in the speech, tonight I call on all civilized nations to join in seeking to end the slaughter and bloodshed in Syria and also an end to the terrorism, all kinds and all types. So that means we're going to continue to carry the war on terror all over the world. And then he says something interesting again, because he knows he's talking to the Christian right who helped vote him in. Now, I'm just being very honest with you guys. We ask for God's wisdom, which is nice, as we face the challenge of our very troubled world. We pray for the lives of the wounded and for the souls of those who have passed, and we hope that as long as America stands for justice, that peace and harmony will, in the end, prevail. Good night, and God bless America and the entire world. Thank you. Now, that part was very, very nice, but remember, and I'm going to say something else, Doug, and this is really, really important that I get this out right, because I'm not going to name any names. I know News with Views, they censored Chuck Baldwin a few weeks ago and wouldn't let him talk about what he was talking about in certain areas. Then somebody came back and they posted a horrible article about him that apparently Chuck issued another article back. I'm not into the censored views stuff. I'm not into any of that stuff. I'm into just telling you guys the truth. But here's what we have to see. Now, think with me for just a second on this, all of you, please, because you guys are the most brilliant audience I ever get to speak to. Think through this. We have a candidate, Donald Trump, who went for the very first time to alternative media. That's never happened before. And spoken at a lot of seminars, a lot of speaking engagements, and spoke to a lot of different people in the alternative right, which galvanized him to the Patriot movement. And a lot of the hosts that had him on the shows, and there were a bunch of them, I'm not going to single anybody out, they became enamored with the fact that they were finally being recognized and that Donald Trump was actually on their show being interviewed by them. And at this point in time, it's very difficult for them, knowing that they know a sitting president of the United States, to come back in and be objective as far as how they feel about what he's doing. Now, I said that very clearly and very politically correct to the best of my ability. But guys, I'm not going to do that. Doug and Joe aren't going to do that. And here's why. I have to stand here before Almighty God in the end, and I hope and pray that God says to me, well done, good and faithful servant. Because if I see something that's going wrong on this presidency, if I see something going on the White House, like with Kushner, which I called out on this show over 5 weeks ago, when I see something like that happening, I've got to point it out, because I need to be, I'm accountable to you guys. You've got my emails, you've got my addresses, you guys send me letters all the time, I'm deluged with emails. And I know that if I step out of line on this, you guys are going to call me out on it. But we've got alternative talk show hosts that their minds and their eyes have been like set up with blinders, and they're not looking at what's going on, and they're refusing to acknowledge the fact that some of the things that are going on aren't okay. Like this thing with Gottlieb going into the Food and Drug Administration, this thing with Kushner being member of Shabbat, this thing with Kushner being in bed with George Soros, the $259 million loan with Cadre Development, with the Kushner family being billions of dollars in debt. I mean, all of this stuff is weird to me, that we need to take a look at and analyze it. Not from a, doesn't matter what race Kushner is, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about from a moral standpoint, from a political standpoint. We know that his family are lifelong Democrats, and so has he been. So why is he in the White House? We didn't elect a Democrat to go into the White House. Why is he going with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff into the Middle East? Why do we have a false flag or a wag the dog tail thing, or whatever you want to call it, Doug, a couple of days after he's over there? Why in the world is this such a mess, and why are these people doing this to us again? Because to me, it's like the Who song back in the 70s. I think it was 73 when Who came out, Won't Get Fooled Again, when all that mess was going on with Nixon. And finally, the end of the song is like a 9-minute song. You need to listen to it. Probably, if you like rock and roll, it's probably the greatest rock and roll song of all time. I listen to very little of that music. But if you want to hear a song about the war effort and what was going on in the Vietnam War, the Who song in 73, Won't Get Fooled Again. It was a theme song for Miami, the crime scene of CSI Miami. And what it basically says is that meet the new boss, he's the same as the old boss. See, this is what we have to understand. Who's running the show? Remember what happened in 1933 when the United States was fiscally bankrupt and Roosevelt seized all the gold, made it illegal to hold gold. Then in 1934, we had the Exchange Stability Fund, and that's when the Rothschild banking cartel took control of the Treasury of the United States. That's when the shadow government was firmly entrenched into the U.S. There's a really good video series you can watch online on the Exchange Stability Fund, like a 9-part series, 8 or 9 minutes each, and you can watch it and you can understand how they did this. And then right after that, they started bringing in the money from the drugs. Then the OSS became the CIA. We've done an entire show on that, with what happened with Roswell and how all of the secret government stuff happened right after that with Eisenhower. This is a giant, giant mess, but we've got to go back. We've got to ask ourselves the question, did Assad benefit from using chemical weapons on his own people? Absolutely not. He was already winning the Civil War. It was almost over with. He was almost back in complete control of the country. But suddenly he decides to unleash a chemical warfare attack on his own people. What for? Who's going to be the winner here? What are the motives of this? Is this the international banking cartel that wants to turn the whole planet upside down? They want to resurrect the serpent from the pit? Is that who's doing this? Are these the guys that are trying to make everything that God made good to be made bad, which is what the Bible says, everything will be turned upside down in the latter days? Is that who's doing this? Is this the same group of people that are promoting all the immorality on the TV? And, you know, in Disney's new movie coming out with an openly gay character? I mean, is this all of this stuff, the same group of people that are doing all of this? Oh, well, it probably is, isn't it? So ask yourself a question. Don't allow them to take your mind off what's going on. Don't allow them to say, hey, it's not us, it's them. No, no, no. It's always them. It's like Doug said at the beginning of the show, aren't all wars banker wars? Isn't that what Rothschild himself said? Isn't that what his mother said? They did not care who ran the country, who was the president. You let them control the central bank, they're going to run the country for you, and they're going to control it through money. And that's exactly what's happened to the United States. And I say this again, and I said it last fall on your show, Doug, and I've said it on my show dozens of times. Until we get the boot of the Federal Reserve Bank off of our throats in the United States, like Ron Paul says, and we get them out of our country, and we nationalize their assets and what they've done and what they've stolen, and we basically just get rid of all that debt, at that point in time, we'll be able to get our country back. But they were very smart with what they did. They sold that debt, a lot of it to China and a lot of it to other countries around the world, for no reason, because we could have debt-free currency. But they did it on purpose, because now if we try to nationalize what they did to us, we can't take that money back from those other countries that gave us that money, and so it puts us in a predicament. They knew they were going to do this. It was all planned in advance, and this is what they've done. And they subjected us to a form of global financial slavery through their Babylonian money system, Doug and Joe. What do you guys think?
You know, Ted, you're 100% accurate. And a couple of things that you said during the course of this interview, if one takes a few steps back and looks at the entire picture, and we can see the entire picture, one thing you said, just very quickly, you mentioned rat lines of drugs, arms, oil. Think of any commodity, and this includes children, that's sex right. trafficking, human trafficking, right. and organ trafficking.
That's right. All of it.
And think back to Kosovo, 1998, 99, I guess it was Kosovo, and look at the act of organ harvesting, and understand who was behind it. The same players today that we see in Syria and elsewhere across the Middle East are the same players that we saw in Kosovo when organ harvesting began. And this, in addition to the pedogate, this is all, these are all tied together. So you're connecting a lot of major dots. And someone else as well that's doing this online is George Webb at W-E-B-B. I would encourage everyone to look at his YouTube channel. That's George Webb. His research is phenomenal, and it parallels and dovetails Ted, exactly with what you're saying. And the second thing is, real quick, with respect to Syria, the chemical weapons attack, and our response, we know that Putin and Assad are fighting ISIS. ISIS, of course, has a presence in Syria, and ISIS, you know, wants to overtake Syria, but ISIS also has their sights set on, and people don't realize this, the stands, the Russian Caucasus region. So if Assad falls, that gives ISIS a foothold to launch and destabilize the stands from the former Soviet Union, and I have not heard anyone bring that up at all. So just saying.
Well, you know, now the Trump administration is saying they want to replace Assad. I mean, again, this just reeks of Libya again. I mean, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. I mean, I've had enough of this. I mean, I'm not going to not pretend like it's not happening. I'll continue to point everything out. Everybody can draw their own conclusions of what we've said and just realize that, you know, if we don't tell the truth, then why are we even here? Why are we the alternative media if we can't point out the stuff that the mainstream media refuses to point? By the way, you got in for a treat. My wife's going to come talk to you tonight about how she stays in such great shape. Maybe have her flex her bicep for you.
We're coming up against the break right now. Folks, we're talking with Dr. Ted Breuer of healthmasters.com. The coupon code, if you order, is Doug10. Make sure you use that when ordering to get a 10% discount on all your orders. We'll be right back with Dr. Ted.
On certain products, by the way.
On certain products. We'll be right back with Dr. Ted after this. Don't go anywhere.
I want you to do this. I told him. You have to do that. Make sure you see yourself in the picture.
That's fine.
In the back. In the back. Give me the back, too.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. It'll blow you away. Absolutely, Erickson.
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report family. MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow. It's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
Hi, I'm Grace Gonzalez from Train Close in the Woods. We are an American family-owned company founded and built on skills and knowledge gained from responding to 18 major disasters in the U.S. and around the world. We found that most people don't have enough food and water to survive, let alone any medicinals to save their life. We're offering 25% off our must-have American Heritage Army kit. It contains 12 homeopathic remedies, a booklet that goes over everything in your kit, and our brand new book, Major Disasters Lessons Learned. Just enter coupon code HAGMAN. In life or a disaster, you must be able to take care of yourself. You may not be a medical doctor, and your grandmother and your great-grandmother probably weren't either, but they still knew how to minister to their family's health issues, and so can you. Check out our American Heritage Remedies Kit at www.changelessonwoods.com. Your life may depend on it.
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That Pete Beans, you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
Mentioned that we had Lane Miller from MinutemanStove.com, Minuteman Stove, yesterday, I believe it was. Thank you, audience, for stepping up. And look, the Minuteman Stoves are the best rocket stoves on the market. Take advantage of what he's put together for the listeners of the Hagman Report. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com. Do it today and take advantage of his offers. The offers that he's put together. The Minuteman rocket stoves, by the way, are great. They're 50 caliber ammo cans. They're just like torches. I mean, I'll tell you, they heat up the food, the water, whatever you need. They store clean, they travel clean, and they're made in the USA. They're also with our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Again, USA made, handmade, everyone by hand. Lane Miller, thank you so much. MinutemanStove.com. Just go to HagmanReport.com, click on the link, take advantage of that offer, but do it soon, please. Dr. Mrs. Sharon Brower, it's good to see you. It's great to see you. You're just wonderful. We're just going to kick it off to you. HealthMasters.com, Dr. Sharon Brower, or Mrs. Sharon Brower.
Hey, Doug. It's great to be back on a great Friday night. I couldn't think of anything better I'd like to do than be with you guys. You guys are awesome. But as usual, I've got so many exciting things to talk about. And you know, 30 years ago, we were called to really be a leader in the field in health and nutrition and help people around the world get set free from sickness and disease. And we didn't take it lightly. We've taken it seriously all our lives, the whole time we've been in business for 30 years. And has it been difficult? Yes, because we really can't get sick, we can't get aged, we can't age, and we can't get fat. Because being on TV and radio, people have high expectations of you. But the thing is, too much is given, much is required. And it's an awesome responsibility when God calls you to something, just like you guys. You're called to this. And you don't take it lightly because people know your heart. They know if you're real. They know if you're a hypocrite or not. And we've always done much more than what we tell people we've done or what we say we do. And the thing is I know we talk about different products and stuff, but I can't stand for someone to tell me, you know, I need to do this and I need to do that and tell me all these good things, but not tell me how to do it. And today and tonight, I want to really go into detail with the women. And guys, just because I'm a woman, don't turn off the show and don't go somewhere else. Get your wives on the show. Have them come watch it. Bring them in or watch them iTunes or, you know, the podcast later on, because it's so important when your wife hears this from another source. You know, years and years ago, back in my 20s, I really never had a problem gaining weight during when I was younger. And in my 20s, I really didn't have to work out. So I really didn't start working out till my mid 30s, till after the children started coming. And then I realized I really needed to do something. But I always thought, and I told Ted, I'm going to weigh as much as I did when I was in high school, you know, except for when I'm pregnant and when I'm having kids. And I've lived up to that commitment that I made to him. And I made that for really one main reason, because I'm a goal setter. I'm really driven. And I'm sure you can tell If I set my goals to do something, I'm going to do it. And God always is faithful to get me through it, because with God and prayer and your hard work, you can do anything you can set your mind to, it as long as it's in God's perfect will. But I decided I was going to stay in shape, and now what I want to do tonight is help all the women realize that you can feel better, you can increase your lean muscle mass, and you can be in better shape and look better than you did in your 20s and 30s. Going into your 40s, 50s, and even 60s, you can look better and have more lean muscle mass. Because if I can do it, you can do it. And when God helps us do something, we help the world do it. It's our responsibility to share it with you. And that's what I'm so excited about tonight, because I want to talk about lean muscle mass, because as we age, about every 10 years, we lose a certain percentage of muscle mass, especially women, because we don't have the testosterone. And we have got a protocol, and I'm real excited about it, because my oldest son, Austin, who is the co-host of our show, put together a protocol, and I do exactly what he does. The three products that I drink and I mix together, I call it my pre-workout and workout drink when I'm working out, is the HGH Stimulate, and I'm going to show these products as I talk about them. The HGH Stimulate, I hope you can see it. Can you see it all right, Doug?
Yeah, we can see
it.
Okay, the HGH Stimulate, this is great. The men like it because it helps increase libido, but what it also does is it helps burn body fat. It really helps with working out. Now, nothing can be really productive or you really get the results if you don't work out. It's real important that you do that. You can't just be a couch potato and do this. But the HGH, along with our new product, the Muscle Blast, and I'm going to tell you how well I'm doing with that, the Muscle Blast, and then the creatine, which I don't think I have tonight. And the creatine is really good for helping you retain your muscle. It's also helping as far as muscle regeneration and recovery after you work out. I put those three things in a shaker bottle, and sometimes I'll throw in some vitamin C. And if I really need some energy and I'm a little tired, I'll put in, a purple stick. But it's a great workout, men and women alike. Austin drinks it while he works out, and you know what he looks like. He looks awesome. But I drink it during my workout, and guys, it is so exciting. I turned 60, and I'm having a blast. At first, I got a little down about it, and I thought, no, wait a minute. I'm going to look better at 60 than I did in my 40s and my 50s. And I'm not saying that I look better as far as looks, but I'm saying physically I'm going to feel better and look better. I go in the gym now with so much energy, and it's so neat because I do incline press, and I use 45 pounds, and I do 4 reps of 20, which doesn't seem much like to you guys. But for a woman, I think that's a lot of weight. I don't know many 20-year-olds that can do that, Doug. Do you?
No.
I mean,
sadly.
You know, but I built up to it. And I was doing like four sets of 8 reps. And Austin goes, Mom, what are you doing? I said, I'm doing it. He goes, well, you need to at least be doing 20. Well, it took me about 6 months to build up to doing 4 sets of 20 reps each. And now I can do it, but I go in there and it's like, it's so light and I'm increasing it. And I'm going to show you my bicep, and Ted told me to do this. I feel really silly doing this, but I don't know if you can see here, but I don't know if you can see that, but it's real. I've got indentions. I've got striations. I had those back in my 30s, but I've got them back. And I want to tell you a really funny story, Joe and Doug. I go to this place called Bell's. It's in Florida, and they have a lot of good sales. It's a kind of like a department store. And on Tuesdays, they have when you go in, Senior Day, and you get like 15% off your whole order, your whole purchase.
Yep.
So I always have fun with this, and I went in the other day. Well, this is like last week. And I bought, you know, several outfits and some tennis shoes. And the lady behind the counter, I said, oh, how are you doing? And I love to play with people. I just, you know, if people are in a bad mood, that makes me even want to be nicer to them. And so the lady was there, and she was overweight, but she was really sweet. And I said, okay, today's Senior Day, right? And she goes, yeah. And I said, well, don't I get a 15% discount? And she goes, yeah, but I need to see your ID. I said, well, do you always check everybody's ID? And she goes, only if I don't think they're over 50. And I said, so you're saying you don't think I'm over 50. Do you think I'm lying to you? She goes, no, ma'am, I never said you were lying, but I do need to see your ID. And she was getting really irritated with me, Doug. But I was having so much fun because I knew she was sincere. And I said, well, what if I don't have my ID? And she goes, ma'am, I can't give you a discount without an ID to show that you're over 50 years of age. And she thought I was, you know, just pulling her leg. So finally I said, I looked through my wallet and said, oh, okay. So I give her my weapons permit. She goes, ma'am, this is not, I need a valid driver's license. And I said, oh, okay, well, let me see if I have it. So I looked, I said, oh, here's my license. And she looked at it. She goes, and she stood there and she looked at me and she goes, I am so sorry. She goes, you are the same age as me. We were both born in 1957. I said, I told you. And she goes, ma'am, I'm sorry. I just didn't believe you. And I said, oh, I was just having fun with you. I said, thank you so much. Don't apologize. I said, you have made my day because I knew you were sincere because you were really kind of getting hot, you know, and upset with me. So I had fun with it. But it's really fun because the other day I had Hunter, which is our 12-month-old grandson. His birthday is next weekend. And I was in the waiting room with him while Lana was getting her eyes checked. And a lady came in and was watching me, and I was holding him and playing with him. And she goes, how in the world can you look like that after you've had a baby? And I said, well, it's a lot of hard work, eating clean, working out, and just not eating a lot of sugar. She goes, oh, my gosh. She goes, well, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And I finally had to tell her. I said, well, this is my grandson. She goes, no. And she didn't believe me. And then Lana came out. So, again, I had fun with it. But the whole thing is, Doug, and I guess what I'm trying to say is, as you get older, embrace it. As you get older, set goals. I'm very goal-oriented. And when you set goals, it gives you something to look forward to. We had a photo shoot 2 weeks ago because we're doing new labels. We're actually putting Austin and Lana on the labels with us now. And we had the best time with the photo shoot. But it was really neat because I had to set a weight goal. Ted had to set a weight goal for the, and then you think, well, we've reached it. We've had the photo shoot now. No, we're going to stay at our ideal weight. We're going to keep our weight down. We're going to keep eating as clean as we possibly can. And it just becomes a lifestyle. But as far as the protocol I put together for working out and increasing your lean muscle mass, you really can increase it. You really can burn body fat, and you actually, your body actually starts defining, getting more definition, and you start burning inches on your legs, and your pants are looser. It's really fun. Now, it takes discipline. It takes eating clean, but it's worth it. Anything you put hard work into, it's worth it. Now, another thing.
Yeah. And you should be proud, too. And I think, you know what, about 15 years ago, and this is a true story, I took my wife and my youngest daughter to, I can't remember what it was a play or something, and the usher said, I was kind of bringing up the rear, and the usher said, your daughter, meaning my wife, and your granddaughter are seated down here.
Oh.
And I thought, okay, what's wrong with this? I mean, my goodness. And that makes you think, opposite of what happened to you, it makes you think that, you know, you got to be, and I had to think of myself, man, I think to myself that I had to change the way I was doing things. So I understand that. I mean, it's a very, very good. I mean, something to be proud of.
Well, and the thing is, we had a lot of fertility problems because I my mother had had, you know, all those drug shots when she had me, and she actually died, and they brought her back after she had me, so she only had one child. And it really affected me as far as being able to get pregnant. So we had a lot of fertility. We had to do with the in vitro and all that, and it cost a lot of money. It was a lot. It was, you know, very traumatic. I lost like 7 babies, but we have 4 miracles. But the point is, we ended up having children late in life, not our choice, because our 2 sons are 10 years apart. But so I owe it to my children to look young. Their friends' parents are like in their 30s and 40s. And they don't even tell people my age because they don't believe them. But I really want to look young for them. I want to look like Hunter's mother instead of his grandmother. That way I can stay young, I can stay active, I can keep up with him, I can go out and play ball with him. I mean, when I turned 42, I got my black belt because Austin was getting his first degree black belt. I got my black belt and I was going to do it because anything I start, I finish. But it was just a goal, and sure, I've got the hips to prove it now. You know, it took a toll on me, but I'm so glad I did it. I loved it. It was a challenge, and it really kept me in really good shape. So it's never too late to start something. Now, when you do start a new exercise program, it is important to you to check with your physician. I'm not giving you any advice outside of that, but it's real important, especially as you get into your 30s, to start making it a habit to do resistance training, especially women, because we lose a lot of bone density, and you don't have to end up with osteoporosis. Now, what I ended up with was spinal stenosis, and what that is, it's like having bone spurs on your spine. And, Doug, I know I've talked about this before, but I really believe I need to share with people that maybe didn't hear this or haven't listened to your show before. But I was in a lot of pain with my back. And, you know, if you've ever had back pain, sometimes you're just ready to go to be with heaven, to be with Jesus in heaven because the pain is so unbearable. And I'm not one that I take drugs. So I do the hot, cold, you know, with the heating pad and the ice, and that really helped. But that was treating the symptom, not the cause. Then a man told us about his spinal stenosis. It was totally healed through magnesium, and I thought he was just taking magnesium. Then to come to find out, the research, and Ted really researched it, that when you take magnesium and when you take it topically, in other words, you absorb it through your skin, it's a very easy mineral to absorb. It's very hard to absorb when you take it internally. I got on a magnesium program with our magnesium salts. Let me show you these. These are our magnesium bath salts. They're from the Dead Sea. It's not, this isn't Epsom salts. It doesn't work like Epsom salts. We soak our feet every single day in a hot foot bath, which we got from Amazon. They're very inexpensive. And your body, actually your feet will absorb it. And if you don't believe me, get a clove of garlic and rub it on the bottom of your foot, and then within 30 minutes you'll taste it in your mouth. So your skin is your largest eliminating organ. It also absorbs very quickly. So I started doing the salts, and then I used the cream, which is this, and then I mix it with the sports oil, which, let's see where the sports oil is. The sports oil. So I mix it with the sports oil, and what I'll do is I'll heat my back up, and then I rub my back down every morning, every night with that, and it just, oh, it relaxes the muscles so much, especially when you work out. But the neat thing is that my bone spurs, or the spinal stenosis, started dissolving the bone spurs, and they're gone. The pain is gone. I feel like I'm 20 years younger. It also helps you to increase energy levels. That's one reason I guess I'm always so up, and I'm not on purple stick. I don't really like taking purple sticks because I don't really like taking anything that gives me energy. I want my body to produce its own energy, and I really want to know how I feel. That's why I don't like to drink coffee. Of course, I like coffee, but I don't drink it. But the thing is about the magnesium, when I got the results, I was telling everybody. Now we've got customers that call and say, oh, I can't live without this stuff. It's great. People with arthritis actually soak their hands in it, and they get such relief from it. But now you may have to do it a lot in the beginning to saturate your body because it took a long time for you to get where you are. But then as you get start feeling better and getting results, you can do like a maintenance program. I may soak in the bath once a week and then do the foot bath every single day. But, Doug, I just feel great. I mean, God is good. Life is good. I'm 60. I'm loving it. And I feel I am healthier and I am better shape than I was when I was 28 years old. And that is exciting.
Sure. How much magnesium do you put in the foot soak?
Well, what we do, Doug, is we put a cup of salt in there and dissolve it, you know, in a pan and then put it in there. And then we add water to it. So we put about a cup, and then sometimes I'll squirt a little oil in there, but we may use it like 3 or 4 days. Now, it starts getting a little nasty looking. I'm really funny about that. I just say I'm not going to use it. Ted will, but I won't, because I like to put my hands in it too, because I had pulled weeds years ago, and I did it all day long, and the next day my fingers swelled up, and they were in so much pain, and apparently it was an overuse injury. So I have to really, you know, soak them a lot to make them feel better. But
so
I hope this helps everybody. Another way you can also get the magnesium is through the magnesium deodorant. It goes directly under the arms, and you don't want to use any aluminum because so many women have got the breast tissue, and the aluminum actually will increase the chances of breast cancer because of the lymphatic system in that area. So I use the magnesium salt deodorant, which is great. Men like it too. You just never want to use it after you shave under your arms because it will burn.
Good to know.
But that's pretty much the protocol I do.
Okay. Wow. All right.
I mean, you know, it works, and I suggest at least try it, because if it doesn't work, if you do what I tell you to do, it's going to work. So when you get on the program, at least do what we tell you to do, at least for 30 days, and give it a chance, because it's amazing.
Yeah, and so many people I hear from when you're on or when Ted's on talking about health specifically, so many people, especially our age, they're suffering immensely. I mean, there's a lot of people suffering out there with arthritis.
Oh, I know.
You know. So this is, again, these are solutions. We're facing tough times.
I know.
Let's enter into these tough times in the best physical shape we can be. And of course, Sharon, of course, is telling us exactly how to do that. And the magnesium has helped my wife as well.
Oh, good.
So, you know, this works.
It does. You know, like I said, I don't like people that talk about products that don't work, but I mean, I'm not going to share. Oh, and I'm so excited because the book is almost done, and I can't give the name of it yet, but we will have a lot of recipes in it. We are having a blast. We made a bunch of cupcakes for Hunter's birthday, which is next weekend, and we're doing the theme brown bear, which are all different colors. And so we had a lot of fun using natural food colorings. We actually made yellow icing for the lemon cupcakes, and we used a little bit of turmeric, and also the HGH Stimulate, because if you ever have looked at it before, it's a real bright effervescent yellow, and we put a little bit in there. It didn't change the taste because we had the lemon in there. We sweetened it with monk fruit and a little bit of stevia. Then we did the strawberry ones, and we used the Health Masters beet powder, and it turned to be a real pretty red, and we put a strawberry on top of it. So, you know, you can do a lot of fun things. And you don't have to use the chemicals. I know we talked about the chemicals last time I was on. So I practice what I preach. So you can make your kids' birthday cakes. And I made a gluten-free cake, and it was really good. And the cupcakes are going to be really good. So we're excited. We're inviting probably about 60 people. And if you guys were closer, you know you're invited. So if you get a chance to come down next week, and come on down, Doug and Joe. We'd love to have you.
Wouldn't that be something? We just showed up. Hey,
if you did, we've been asking you to come down. So, anytime you can come, we would love to have you.
That'd be fun. You know, it's
okay. Next weekend from 1 to 4, here.
1 to 4. So we're gonna give your address out over the air. So anyone within a day's drive of Sharon and Ted's house can crash your party.
No, just you and Doug and your wife, please, and his wife.
Well, you know, it's again, Sharon, this is amazing information. To me, this is important information because we talk about so much. We talk about the problems. We talk about the political, geopolitical problems. We talk about everything that's facing us. You know, your cortisol buster helps us deal with that
in terms of
mental acuity and stress. And you got so many things. I feel like this is a public service to everyone, because we need this. Otherwise, we're going to break down like a car would break down. And I'm just so glad that you're talking about this.
Oh, thank you. It's such a privilege because my heart is servant leadership. And this is what we teach our children, to live a life of excellence, not perfection, because no one's perfect but Jesus, but to live a life of excellence and to have servant leadership. Serve as many people as you can, meet their needs, and God will meet all your needs. Because Zig Ziglar told us a long time ago, he was a good friend of ours, and he said, you help enough people get what they want out of life, you'll get whatever you want. And it's so true. You reap what you sow. And it's such a blessing to sow into the Hagman listeners. We love you guys. You guys are awesome. I mean, you're so loyal to Doug and Joe. We think the world of the Hagmans. And well, it's such a pleasure to be on here today. And thank you so much, because I'm the one that got blessed tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, the blessings all around. Before we let you go, there's a rumor. I can't really verify this, Sharon, but do we have a wall climber of sorts in your family? Someone swinging from a vine today that
Yes, and I'm going to tell on him. Ted got on the roof today. I told him not to do it. He didn't listen to me. He got on the roof. Praise God, our maintenance man was up there. They're painting the chimney, okay? He goes, well, no one will show up and no one will come, so I'll do it myself. I said, Ted, pay somebody. It's not worth it. If something happened to you, too many people are depending on you. Uh-oh, I'm telling on him. He's walking in. But the thing is, the yard guy kind of caught him, helped him, but he messed his ankle up really bad. He's supposed to go to the fly-in tomorrow, the Sun and Fun, and he's walking a little bit better, but, you know.
Well, Sharon, I just have this picture, mental image, of Christmas Vacation where Chevy Chase is up there on the ladder.
Pretty much.
You know?
Yep, that's what it was like.
Coming down and hanging. So, all right. I told Ted, Sharon told on you. Shame
yep.
on you.
Sure, Doug.
Well, listen, Doug and Joe and your wives, y'all come on down next weekend. We'll see you from 1 to 4.
All right.
You can spend the night. It's no big deal. We've got plenty of room here.
It's only an 18-hour drive, so
it's all right. All right. Sharon Brower, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Folks, visit healthmasters.com. Check out the article. A lot of great information there, as well as good deals. Doug 10 is the coupon code over certain items. Doug, D-O-U-G 10. And I'm going to tell you, this is information that we need to put to use to help us, because we have to enter into what we're entering into. Physically fit. Get it right back. Stay right where you're at.
Just what kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the belly of the beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God Particle before CERN actually discovered the God Particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, danielholdings.com. That's danielholdings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to danielholdings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.